The water outlook does not look good for Santa Fe and northern New Mexico. The moisture in the recent forecast for the area is not likely to help much with the current moisture deficit. Snowpack in most places has nearly melted, about 4 to 6 weeks earlier than usual. Water supply forecasts predict that flows in the Rio Grande will be at less than half the normal through June and 21% of average at Elephant Butte Lake. The most recent report was issued this week by the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the National Weather Service. 5 people have been charged in the theft of about $600 in goods from the Albertsons store on St. Francis Drive. Employees at the store witnessed the alleged shoplifters flee the store in a green Oldsmobile Alero on Saturday morning. A vehicle matching that description was pulled over a short time later. Along with the stolen groceries, officers say they also found drug paraphernalia in the car. The 39-pound cat from Santa Fe that recently made the national news has died. He died from respiratory complications. Staffers at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society say that the animal was somewhere between 2 and 5 years old. He made appearances on NBC's Today Show and Anderson Cooper's daytime talk show. The cat's size had sparked anger and sympathy for the animal. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high temp near 59 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms are possible overnight. Again, those chances are slim, with an overnight low near 40 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and much more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.